here with Jimmy Lou, JL, and my good friend the trucker, and I'm finding out some interesting information about life on the road. So I'm going to ask you, being a man of the road, do you ever go and have the temptation that you're on the road and you see a beautiful woman that you could pick up and take her for the rest of the way on that trip with you, that you pick up, or are you just the man who just principles and stays to himself in his little cab by himself with his liquor, his tire, and his guns?
Well, you know, I would say I do like my ladies. I like them. But, you know, I've run into trouble in the past with picking up a stranger here and there. So, you know, I tend to just keep to myself these days. It's find it easier that way. I had this one broad a while back. Woo! She was a hoot. But, you know, I had to leave her at that truck stop down in the south area there. And, you know, I haven't seen her since. Hope she's okay. But that was a real wild time of my life, you know what I'm saying?
I could hear you, brother. I could hear you loud and clear. I mean, you know, just in case for the future, the north side's pretty interesting, too. You go to North Peak, you got Peak's Motel, and they have the trucker special there where you just, you know, you can stay all day long or a few hours. They take good care of you there at Peak's Motel, and they're good people. They sponsor LUB, and you know what I say. If one person shows you love, you got to show them that love right back. And that's what I'm trying to do to you here, JL.
Yeah, well, I'm a loving brother. I'm going to go check out that.
So let me ask you this, my friend. You've been here, you've been through before. What do you think about what the town has done here with the mall and all the surrounding areas? You know where we came from. What are your opinions? How have we done as a town in getting this place back to normal once again?
Well, you know, I've been out of town for quite a few years. I'm on the road a lot, but it's quite something, you know, this mall. I haven't been to many malls in my life, so I don't really even know what's it's like a city within a city kind of a thing. It's really something. I'm sure I'm excited for these Black Friday specials. I'll definitely be down there to check it out. You know, I don't know what you're going on about me buying a fridge. I don't got nowhere to put that, but I'll check it out anyway. I'm into some, you know, fried chicken or whatever.
We'll get a fryer later then. I mean, we got to get something that fits you. I mean, there's got to be some room in this cab. I mean, you're driving it. I'm just trying to make you feel comfortable. I want you to leave here as you go through town and with a big grin on your face and say, I love the people of Willamette. I love the way they treated me. I love what they do. I love Black Friday. I love Black Friday. And I love all the sales and wonderful things that they're offering to me. Because we cater to everything, from truckers to shoppers. We don't care. Here in Willamette, we do our best. And here in LUB, I do my best to take care of you. I want to make sure I reach you, my listener. And I thank you so much for calling in, JL. You've been a great addition to my show.
I do appreciate that, Tomcat. And I just want to tell you, keep on trucking.
I will keep on trucking. You, me, and the Grateful Dead, we're going to be trucking all the way to the top. And then right now, we're going to be trucking on to some great new sales for some great areas in the Willamette Mall. And remember, like JL says, Kapow Tires, they're selling like crazy. Gruff and Tough Motors, McKenzie Auto. We got Shanks Pool Hall. Come on, everybody. Come on down. Come visit our peaks. Come visit our valleys. Come visit us all here at the Willamette Mall. And beautiful Black Friday sales by John T.C. Luongo on 1060 AM, the home where love lives and is spread each and every minute of the day.